Writing advice to my younger, slimmer, more optimistic self, circa the 1980s. So, you want to be a writer. Oh dear. Well, if you insist on pursuing this idea, your daftest yet, I reckon, the first thing I'll say is that it's not what it's cracked up to be. No, sir, not at all. Sure, in the era you're living in now, there might yet be some kudos attached to the so-called profession of being a writer, but it'll have been reduced to nothing by the time you reach my age. You see, there's a communication phenomenon coming your way that's quite beyond your imagination. An electronic superhighway, they'll call it, an all-pervasive presence in our lives to which everyone can and usually will contribute. Yes, lad, we're all like writers now. But let's forget the future for the moment. Rather, we'll consider your position at the point of setting out. You with your pens and pencils, your A4 pad, and the typewriter you use only for the very last draft of your scribbling, due to the ribbons costing more than £2 apiece now. And despite your 40 hours a week job as a psychiatric nurse, there you are, shovelling out the words. But to what end? What is it you're hoping for? Approval from your pals and peers? Well, there'll be none of that. Those who genuinely care about you won't know what to make of this. Being a writer just isn't on the radar for working class oiks like you. And even if you're successful, and remember that saying about being careful what you wish for, yes, if you are successful, it'll be even more bewildering for your nearest and dearest. In addition to which, the first thing any publisher or agent will want is for you to be someone else. And maybe you should take that advice. Get away from where you've lived for so long and change. Change who you are. Change for all you're worth. Not liking the sound of this. Determined to stay true to yourself. What exactly does that mean? Being some gloomy chronicler of the North, dispatching desolate tales about the grimness, oh, the grimness of life up there. But don't bother. The literary world quit the kitchen sink 20 years before where you're at now. But you'll find that out soon enough. Indeed, by the time you've had your first kidney transplant, now there's a surprise, eh? There may well be a few grudgingly respected books around with your name on the spine, but they won't bear any resemblance to the kind of stuff you'd hoped to be turning out. You see, not only are we all writers now, we're all middle class as well. Come on, son, can I talk you out of this foolishness? No, I suppose not. Because the truth is that 30 years on from where you are now, with the wine aflow on some rain slashing Yorkshire night, and the bills as stubbornly unpaid as ever, I can occasionally look at a bookshelf half filled with my paltry efforts and think it has all been worthwhile. Well, almost. Your older, no wiser self, Paul Sayer.